Oh, I just washed my potato, and now I think I can actually eat it. Good stuff. Oh, man, there's so much going on out in the world, and these 100th monkeys are popping up all over the place, and I'm just seeing them everywhere I go, and I'm still looking for that elusive 100th monkey, but I know we're getting damn close. So, oh, welcome to the 100th Monkey Radio with Tom and Ramon. We have a really special show for you tonight, and I think everybody is going to thoroughly enjoy it. Let's see, on the website, if you guys want to take a look, besides all the other dazzling and amazing information that you can find there, we have now for our offering our first season on a little 8-gig USB monkey. And I think it's, we saw these things and it was like, oh, this is just perfect. So got them all ready to go. And if you guys just contact us at info@100thmonkeyradio.com and let us know you're interested. They're $40 for shipping included for everybody in the continental U.S. And if you're abroad, then we'll probably tack your shipping costs on there too. But yeah, just drop us an email, and we'll let you know how we'll figure out how to do the money thing and get them on the way. So we also put on there, we got 4 video interviews on there. We had, James Gilliland, Christopher of the Wolves, Mel Fabregas, and George Kavassalis. I don't know.
We're forgetting one more person. Bob Dean.
Oh, Bob Dean, yeah. So, anyways, they're all on there. And, yeah, good stuff. So what else going on, Ramon?
I just want to say thank you for all of those who've become members. We really appreciate it. And Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Yep. You missed our New Year's show last week, Ramon. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling 100% better. I don't know, what did I have? I was all over the place. I was really sick, and I had a nice little fainting. But feeling much better. And did I say thank you to the members?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you scroll down on the 100thmonkeyradio.com, in case you're listening on BBS, if you scroll down, you can find the Facebook link and the Twitter link and the YouTube link. Also, we've been updating the news as much as possible. So check that out. And if you find any news, send it to us or put it on our Facebook.
Yeah, I found a pretty neat one, a brief history of false flags. And I mean, I just found that absolutely amazing. There's been so many of them in the 19th and 20th century. Check that link out. It's in the news section. And yeah, you guys will be kind of amazed at how many of them have borne out to be false flags. And I don't know how this stuff escapes the masses as far as people being aware of this stuff and realizing that, yes, these were false flags to start a war or do whatever. You know, I don't know how that escapes our consciousness. Why is it just so ugly that we don't want to look at it? I don't know. There's something there. But
yeah. I want to also welcome, I don't know if we said these, but I'll say them again. We are up to 97 countries, Turks and Caicos, Algeria, Monaco, and Belize. Soon I would like to add some planets on there.
Yes, absolutely.
But I don't think we have a program that lists different planets, so you need to work on that, Tom.
Yeah, I'll have to. Well, you know, we have to start getting internet service out there, so.
I don't know who would be the provider.
They're probably pirating it, so, you know.
So, anyway, enough of.
Have to pay something that's going through the air.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough of the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. So who is returning with us tonight, Ramon?
Well, for the first time this year, we have her. Second time on the show. Let's see, where should we start? Mona returns to the 100th Monkey to bring in her Palladian contacts through channeling for a question-answer session from the beginning of 2012. As a medical intuitive, vibrational healer, and massage therapist, Mona DeFino has been an exceptional body worker for over 20 years. Coming into this field of healing naturally, her passion and abilities as her healer became apparent at a very young age. In addition to her teaching in Reiki, polarity therapy, sound toning, and crystal healing, structural therapy, and many indigenous vibrational medicines, Mona has had the unique experience of studying with her mentor of 12 years, Cherokee medicine woman, Karen Land. Karen was known as the Double Eagle in the Cherokee tribe. She passed in 2005 with her knowledge still running through Mona. Mona has spent time studying in Hawaii on the Big Island in Hilo to learn directly from Lomi Lomi masters and Kupuna to bring back the traditional Hawaiian healing that carries the knowledge that all healing comes from love. Yay! Welcome back, Mona.
Welcome. Thank you, you guys. It's nice to have you back in my world, too. It's been fun. How have you been the last couple months? Oh, how is it going for you?
Oh, all I got to do is say, wow, so much happening. So much happening. And with the turning of the end of the new year, I am so optimistic about this year. I mean, I think so much is there's so much on the table that's going to be happening that I don't know. I just am excited about this year.
I'm so excited.
Mm. Oh, you sound like it. I just can't hide it. No, put a little rhythm to that, Ramon. Come on, let's go. Yeah, it has just been an amazing, just this last couple weeks alone. Now, Ramon, you were saying you were sick. And this, was it the last week of December?
Yeah, it was actually right after Christmas.
Okay. Now, can I just butt in here real quick?
Absolutely.
I need to let you guys know that there have been thousands of people who have been ill. This is around the world. Have you noticed how many people have been sick in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
What I had, a lot of people here had that too as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason for it. And the reason I want to mention this is because it's important that people understand why they've been sick. This is no accident that it happened just at the end of the year. Okay. With all my understanding, my training, my reading, all the things that I do, I really want to mention this to people. The reason why that people have been sick in these last couple weeks in particular, stems from the releasing of a lot of many, many eons of years where I would say mostly like, you know, we've started a new cycle in this 2012. And so the last 26,000 years is an amazing long time. In that particular amount of time, we have been born, we've died, we've been born, we've died. We've come back several times. And in that period of time, we have gathered information in our cellular bones, our structure. Bones are about past lives. And so our structure is changing. And so we're ready for the new shift. That's what all this astrology is all about. The shifting is occurring now. And so, I mean, it's very, very strong. It has been for a while, but now it's really, really powerful. And what we're coming into is what we call the goddess energy that's getting ready to share all of her glory. Now, that does not mean just the feminine. It means everybody. And I'll go into that more later. But what we're doing is we're actually opening up our worlds, our hearts, our bodies, our auras, everything about us is beginning to open so that we can become more of one in the humanity cycle. And this is what we're doing. And this is why we have, a lot of us have gotten sick, or we thought we were sick Over the last couple weeks, it came hard. It hit very, very hard on a lot of people, including myself, which I didn't have a flu or anything like that, Ramon, not like you did, but I ended up having a release, kind of like a sadness and achiness that was going through in my entire body, which I interpreted as a fever, kind of like a fever, but it wasn't. It was actually just a letting go, and it felt like it was... You just wanted to stay in bed, you know? And so this is where I'm going with this. It's just kind of a wake-up call that happened before the birthing of the new year. So that's what I got to say about that.
I definitely was releasing something. I won't go into detail.
Did you feel the emotion?
Yeah, I actually felt at times I felt like crying, but so I was thinking like, okay, I'm releasing something, but I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that I was holding it back. It was just, it just wouldn't pop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we release things, but we don't have to necessarily, it's going to happen anyway. So, you know, it's on a higher vibration. We're letting it out. The very fact that our bodies felt the way they did was our cellular shifting is what it was. It was a release of letting go so that we can be prepared for what's coming, in our new world. So,
you know, this being a free will, you know, free will environment, we'll put it mm-hmm. that way. Do beings here have the ability to completely block all these shifts and these changes?
They can try. They can try, but in 2012, it isn't going to work because the manifestations quickened and the speed is quickened as well. So it means that we're in it. Okay, and there's no more hiding. You can try, and you can do everything that you can the way that you've always done it, but we are a oneness, and if you're living on this planet, you're going to experience shifting and changing the same way that we always have in the last, well, I will say, of course, it's longer than that, but 26,000 years. Let's use that example. We've had lesson after lesson after lesson, which is why we come back to this earth in the first place. See, and that's why we are discovering ourselves again. We're coming into more of who we are. Our oversoul is beginning to recognize itself. We're coming into more and more of that. Whereas, in other words, the past of all the things that we thought, all the things that we tried to make real that weren't, aren't going to matter anymore. Those are the things that are of the past. So, you know, I don't want to jump in too quickly here, but I want to say that, of course, free will is always an option. But that's where our excitement's coming in for 2012. It's like you can go ahead and try to ignore it as much as you want to, but sooner or later, an experience or a huge experience globally will happen to make you think otherwise. This is what the economy collapse was all about.
Yeah. So instead of a proverbial 2x4, it'll be a proverbial Mack truck.
You got it. Excellent, Ramon. So what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Oh, so well, I kind of wanted to jump into energy and try to break it down a little bit and understand exactly what this energy is and what it is really doing, what kind of effect it has. I mean, there's to me it seems like it's I don't know, it seems to come from both externally and internally. For me, and you know, everybody's talking about, yes, we're aligning it to the galactic center. On the ecliptic of the galactic plane, we're crossing that ecliptic, and there's different energies coming through in there. And can you maybe give me a kind of an overview of where all this energy comes from, or what's emanating it?
Okay, where it comes from is us. Actually, it comes from internally. Just mentioning this again, you know, we all of us have been around a really long time denying lifetime after lifetime just doesn't work anymore, because this life is like a calendar, okay? And so it's been going on and on and on, and you have been going on and on and on, and you chose to come back at a certain time so you could learn certain lessons in this lifetime that maybe you weren't prepared for last time. So we have to go through these cycles, you see, in order to understand that we don't even have to come back. But at this particular time, because we're on the planet, energy comes from, I mean, it never stops. It's the only thing that ever has been. And so it actually gets, let's see if I can discuss this on a personal level. You know how when you're feeling badly and you just want to go to bed, you think there's no energy, you want to go to sleep. Well, you're not going to get away with that, because you're going to sleep, but you're still going to dream. You're still going to focus somewhere within you. You're still going to have energy. So energy never dies. Everything is energy. Okay, we've known this since, well, Nikola Tesla. Before that, we've been hearing from Nostradamus, all these wonderful psychics and prophesiers and people who knew what was happening in our world. Energy is only... It's only that which we interpret, okay? So the clearer we are, the more energy we have. And so that's where we're going in this big world of ours, in within ourselves and looking outside of ourselves. They call that as within, so without. We are actually expressing more from our hearts than we ever have before. The heart is obviously connected to the universe. It's connected to the earth, obviously, but it's also connected to the universe, and then the universe is within, outside of this particular universe. So we have a lot of energy to offer. We don't ever die without energy. Even when we die, we still have more energy after that. So it's kind of hard to explain, but the energy continues no matter what. So what we're in right now in this 2012 is to help ourselves get clear. Okay, the most important thing for 2012 is to clear ourselves in the direction of an opening. So in other words, we don't have to think the same way that we did. We have to keep ourselves open to the possibilities. That is going to make our self better, because we're going to be able to hear differently. We're going to be able to see things differently. Our senses will change. Our mind will start to shift. We'll start to be able to get more intuitive, you see? And so all of these changes are happening now. That's why when you're talking about some of this change in the solar system, there's no question about it. If you talk to any astrologer today, they're going to tell you that we have all of these major, major shifts and changes. It started way back. I mean, you know, our world has been going through, it's like a chapter of a book. Every day has turned a page into something new and different, which could be 100 years in retrospect, because time doesn't matter anymore. But it's what you're learning that matters. Everything that's within you matters. So if you have any blockage within yourself, it's going to be challenged. 2012, you will be challenged. There's no question about it, until you basically surrender and say, "Uncle." Does that make sense?
So what kind of, I know the, let's look at the cosmic energy that's coming into the planet right now.
Okay.
What kind of changes are those? Are those affecting the physical body more so than the energy body, or?
Well, actually, they affect everything. Okay, and what that means, it's kind of like when you have a full moon. I'll explain this for some of the people that don't quite understand some of this astrology stuff. It's basic, not that I'm an astrologer, okay, but I can understand a lot of it. And what's happening is that we're getting ready to transform. We're not going to be the same people. We've been waiting for this for a very, very long time. And for a lot of reasons, that's why a lot of us are still here, is to see and manifest these changes, to make it a peaceful world, to make it better than it was, to not have war anymore, to not judge your neighbor. These are the things that are occurring today for us, and it's completely and totally supported by the universe. So, for example, the Earth is heading into what we call the photon belt, okay? And just that alone is starting to change our way of thinking. It's no different than having a full moon, and then you know that on a full moon, lots of babies are born. You also know that you feel kind of bitchy, or you feel like, you know, there's many, many reasons why a full moon will change our emotions, correct? And that's the same thing that's happening right now, is we are heading into a photon belt that's actually beginning. You know, photons are particles, and they're chemical in general, and they're photon particles. And so basically, as the Earth is getting closer to this, we're shifting. I mean, it's going to take a long time to talk about this, but I don't want to make this a scientific discussion. Number one, I'm not a scientist. But what I do know is that this is occurring in every single person. And the more that I do my work, in particular through energy, I am discovering things within the body that I've never seen before. And that's the exciting part. Coming from me, talking to you, I can tell you that there are portals opening in the physical body that are ready to receive, which in places you would not even expect, or even believe for that matter, that are starting to occur. The low back on the right side, people have been hurting in their low backs lately. And so that's just one of the things that's happening, is that we're starting to be able to develop more senses that are coming into parts of the body that are related to, for example, low back is support issues. And so because it has to do with support, you're starting to think, you know what, I can do this myself. I don't have to depend on anybody, correct? So these are the things that people are thinking. They're starting to depend on themselves rather than depend on all these other people. This is where the universe has been taking us for a very long time. And so now we're ready to explore our soul, and we're ready to become more independent. And so there are portals now that are opening, and I've noticed this on several clients that are on the right side of the low back, almost in the sacrum. This is actually a portal, and it's opening up to the heart and out into the mind. And so these are areas that are starting to be like, it may hurt us, or we may feel a little bit sore or achy, but do not consider sore or achy a problem. Consider it a release, and that you're opening into a whole new dimension.
Right. So, go ahead, Ron.
No, I was going to say, sometimes, like I personally, I feel more on the left side, the lower back. Is that the same, or that's just my own personal issue?
Well, that's the receiving side. You're ready to take in more. You're ready to understand more. You're ready to accept more that has not been actually or necessarily from your past. You're ready to do more independent things, to agree to more, if you will. That's what's happening on the left side. The right side is where I've been seeing a lot of people, because it's been the giving, you know. Growing up as a woman, you know, you remember that a lot of women, when we were younger back in the 60s, they, you know, a lot of ladies thought they had to go into nursing, and that was to care for everybody else. And so the whole concept of the female in terms of giving out all the time to everybody else, that's actually a thing of the past now. Women in particular are starting to realize that they don't have to give the way that they did before, because, well, number one, they're realizing that they come first, that their importance and their feelings and their love and how they see things, their perspective, all of these things are changing within them. And so their right side in their low back might be the one that actually starts to kind of give them a little bit of a fit every now and then. Nothing to worry about. This is a passing phase. It's not like you have any kind of you know what, arthritis or anything like that. You don't have any problems there. That this is actually an opening. All pain anyway is energy. And so we're just starting to open more now that we're coming into more of the shifting.
Right.
Make sense?
Yes, yes. Mm. You know, this may be splitting hairs, but there's a fine line between service to self and service to others that I've noticed that, you know, ultimately, I think we all are self-serving in a sense that we gain our joy and our bliss comes from service to others. Mm-hmm. So in doing that, we're serving ourselves. I mean, this, like I said, is probably splitting hairs here. Mm-hmm. But there's, I see a potential for people taking it to extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
mm-hmm.
where instead of, you know, when they get this concept of I have to work on myself first, it can be a detriment when it becomes to the exclusion of all else, to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't think there's a lot of people, Tom, that actually mean to do that, you know, to exclude other people. It what it means is that's where the fine line comes in. It's been over many, 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 many years that Christianity and other religions have taught us that it's important to serve. And it is. Yet, if you serve out of deficit or you serve without recognizing for yourself that you choose, you're the one who's choosing to serve. You don't choose out of obedience anymore. You choose to serve because you want to. And that want to is what gains your heart to be able to feel more. And so when you give, and if you find that somebody actually respects and honors that in the same way, no matter how it comes back to you, it doesn't matter how it comes back to you. If a little child smiles at you, that's a gratefulness. And you know, but it's not like you're doing it because you have to have something in return. It's that you want to do it. And that's the difference. What I was talking about was more in the past, we have been instructed. It's kind of like you're subservient, so do it this way, you know, and that's been over in the 1940s and before that. Okay. It's been really strong in a lot of people in the past, and that's kind of what we've carried into in our families. And so now it's kind of a time where we're not doing that. All of the astrological alignments and the shifts that have been occurring over and over and over again are telling us that we don't have to do anything we don't want to do. What we're doing it because of sincerity. We're doing it out of our heart center, not because we've been instructed. See, that's the difference.
Exactly. Doing it of your own free will instead of a feeling of obligation.
Yes, absolutely.
Feel like you have to do this because that's the way it's supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing it from your heart, then you're doing it wrong.
That's right. That's like no making. It's no different than making a choice. You know, are you gonna marry a woman or are you gonna marry a man out of the idea, quote unquote, of marrying somebody because, well, they seem like nice people? Or are you really going to marry them because you absolutely want to spend the rest of your time with them at that particular time? See, and that makes all the difference when you can really come from heart center. This is where we're heading. We're heading into more heart-oriented communication. And so no matter what we do, no matter what we choose, whether we choose a field, a talent, whether we choose to live with somebody and let them, you know, make our finances for us or whatever, it will always come from the heart. Otherwise, it's not going to feel full. It won't feel like we're satisfied, you know?
Right. One thing I've been noticing with a lot of people that is manifesting is people's empathy, their empathic abilities are really starting to flourish. And a lot of people are having problems dealing with that. They're not recognizing it as what it is, and they are experiencing those emotions and those feelings in themselves. And you know, it's a confusion process that they're going through when they walk into a room and they pick up on somebody else's bad mood, and all of a sudden they're in a bad mood and they don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just noticed that here in the last couple of months more so than before.
Yes.
That is really starting to kick in.
Yes. Ramon, have you felt that too?
Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing because there's a lot of people who are empathic are more open about it, but also the apathy, I feel like, has become more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
at the same time. You know, those who are empathic are more empathic, and those who apathetic, is that the right way of using it, have become more apathetic. So I find it weird.
Okay. All right. Well, according to what Tom is saying, what we have going on here is this is the fourth dimension. What you're seeing in that, Tom, is the fourth dimension. And this has to do with chaos and confusion, but it's also an opening of a door into the fifth. Right. See, we're not going to be in the fourth very long. I got to tell you, this is not what I see. I do not see us being in the fourth very long. It is an in-between dimension. And what it does is it causes confusion. And it causes it's where you might feel like you're going crazy, or you might, you know, to the extent of a major emotion. But you might also feel as though you're tuning into something. And so everybody is a little bit different. As we begin to wake up on our planet, we're starting to feel more and develop more in our brains. Our brains are going to be a major, major shift for this year. I'm guaranteeing you this. The brain is going to shift. We're going to sometimes feel like mush because we're not going to know how to handle feeling confused. But let me tell you something. This is not so much confusion. This is a letting go. And if we can understand that we're letting go of old concepts, old belief systems, and old ideas that have lasted for us for, again, I'm going to go back to 26,000 years because we're going through a major cycle. Okay? We are at a point in time where this is the biggest blessing of all. We're letting go. We're letting go of old concepts and ideas that never meant anything in the first place. We put them there. We thought that that's what we were supposed to do, or we thought that that's the way we were supposed to answer somebody. Okay, all of these changes are occurring because we're becoming more intuitive. As we become more intuitive, we get more empathetic. Empathy is nothing more than a transference effect. Okay, and transference means that we are picking up on somebody else's energy, or maybe it could be a whole group of energy. Maybe it can be a whole city. Or maybe you're waking up with dreams. Or you see that, oh my gosh, maybe the world is going through this. Maybe you're picking up on earth changes. This is empathy. You're starting to feel differently. You're starting to tune in, if you will. This is what intuition is. It's tuning in to the process of energy that's occurring within us and around us. So that's why there's a lot more people that are becoming more empathetic to other people, because they can't help it. They're becoming more sensitive, and they're also expanding. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later, because expansion is really occurring. And in 2012, we're going to feel it. We're really going to feel it. Expansion to rising above the mundane and becoming more compassionate is going to be the theme for 2012.
Right.
You mean it's not going to be the red boots from never mind. So how long do you see this change go on? Just 2012, 2013.
Oh, heavens, no. Oh, no, no. This is a whole new cycle. We're talking about an entirely new cycle here. This is humanity shifting over, regardless if they like it or not. Tough. They came here to do it, and they came here to recognize it, and now they need to. This is the time that we've been waiting for. You know, time has actually given us an appropriate understanding. If you look back on it, as an observer, as a healer, I've seen it coming for 20 years. I've seen changes occurring, things happening, as a lot of people in your audience have. There's been a lot of movement and a lot of energy and a lot of good books written. Okay. And so this is like we've been taught to open our mind and to start thinking differently, because the ways that we used to think were not necessarily the truth. We just made them up in order to feel comfortable, or we bought into it from somebody else's idea. And so these are the changes now that we're coming through. We're coming into the reality of who we are. Cliff High did a really interesting little tidbit on a radio station the other day. I can't remember which one it was, but you can find it on YouTube. But it's his latest one. And he wasn't on very long. But he said something that I thought was really interesting. You know, Lance sent that to me, and I listened to it, and I thought, holy cow. You know, the one thing that Cliff does is that he does tune in very, very well. And Cliff High was talking about, you know, he's with WebBot, and he was talking about how the realities are shifting in the frequencies, and that what he had to say was that our minds are not going to perceive, quote unquote, the same conditioning that we have always carried, because this is where the confusion is coming in. It's everything at the same time. It's confusion, it's sensitivity, it's more intuition. It's the fourth dimension. And I feel very strongly that he was right on about that.
Yeah, we're definitely shifting. We're definitely mm-hmm. shifting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel fear in the shift?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Ramon, do you?
You mean like out of nowhere?
Do you ever feel kind of a nervousness or a sense of not breathing really well when all of a sudden it hits you?
Yeah, once in a while, like just a nervousness out of nowhere or fear out of nowhere and no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely felt that.
Okay, and Tom, you don't?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if I can just go ahead and speak here. The truth is that the more that the changes occur, okay, and they are coming in very quickly. It's turning into a time where we're going to feel fear on certain parts of what we don't understand, or the certain parts of what we expected. If we had expectations on a higher level, we're going to be challenged, and it's going to turn into fear. Those of us who do not have expectations will not have fear. That's the occurrence that I'm seeing, and even in my clients today as we're working. It's like you can be busy, 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 but you can also stay very centered without feeling anything, you know, without really getting nervous about anything. But also the fears that do come up or the anxieties that are coming up are in order for us to allow ourselves to go take a deep breath and let it out, because we have to learn to trust ourselves. This is a really big deal in 2012, trusting in your soul. It's the science of soul coming forward to teach us, and that's part of it.
Yeah, it's amazing how quick you learn when you really start trusting in what's happening inside you and following your inner promptings.
Mm-hmm.
You learn really fast how to distinguish between, something that's thought generated or ego generated and something that's coming from the deeper levels.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a really neat time. I mean, this is the biggest time in history that you can even imagine. We've never been here before. It's like I said in the last one, you know, five times we've been wiped out. Now, this is according to history. It's according to what Greg Braden has brought out and many, many other authors who have talked about the ancients and talked about what the concepts behind their thinking was and what they had to learn. So we're learning from our ancients that we don't have to act that way. We don't have to be that way. We can open our mind and just the sky's the limit, so to speak. You know, this is what quantum physics came in for. We've been so blessed, you guys. In the last 4 to 5 years, we have been completely and totally blessed with all of these new transitions of changes that have been coming through and all of those people who have quite well understood what they are about. And they've been on radio, they've been on TV, and they've shared their stuff through their books. And you know, we have to say we've learned a lot, and we're becoming more of a family because of it. And we just have to want to. That's all. We just have to want to. My mentor always said, you know, you can have all this information, you can have all this knowledge, but if you don't want to, then what's it all about?
Yeah. It's funny when you were saying the whole thing about the fifth world. So we're coming into the sixth, is that correct?
No, we're coming into the fifth. The fourth is the chaos, honey, that you're seeing around you. All of the chaos, the people letting go of old dimensional thoughts and ideas that were related to the third, have to be let go of in order for the fourth to even occur. And the fourth, we're dwindling. See, other planets are already, oh my gosh, they're sky high in some of these vibrations and frequencies, which is what we're going to do with our channeling later. It's all about the frequency, okay? It's not that we're better than anybody else. It's just that we've grown differently, that's all. And so the humanity as a whole has to let go of these concepts that we created that stopped us from being a oneness in the first place. I don't know if I want to go into detail with all of the reasons. You talk about education, the medical system, that's my pet peeve. But then you've got the education system, you've got the IRS, you've got all of these other systems, quote unquote, that have occurred so that the people can follow. You know, it's almost like how much of a sheeple do we have to be before we can stand up and say no more? You know, last time we talked, I discussed the Occupy movement, and this is actually, some people can look at it as a pain in the butt, but I see it as something that we're finally getting a chance to speak up and say how we feel. This is the truth. Let's face it. We've been run by all of these systems for many, many, many years. And there's a part of us that goes, we don't want to do it anymore. We don't want to be a part of system. It's the matrix. You know, yeah. We want to take the blue pill.
I found it kind of interesting that shortly after
the dogs start barking.
My dogs, yeah. Shortly after the Occupy movement got really rolling here in the U.S., I mean, it had been going on for a while, and shortly after it gets going here really well, they come out with this bill that S-1867 that allows them, the military, to basically pull anybody out of their house for any reason they want to.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see this as a response to the Occupy movements.
Yes. Yes. But they've been waiting to do that for a long time. This doesn't surprise me at all because, 10 years ago, honestly speaking, 10 years ago, my mentor used to talk to me about this, and she was 1,000 times higher than I was, and she used to talk about these energies. She's the one that called 9/11. She knew it was going to happen in 1994. She said the beginning of the end would start in New York. And so it was like, one of the things we talked about was how that was part of the process is that, you know, they'll do anything to try to control the masses. And it's just the way of the second and third dimension. It's what, you know, you think back to all the Roman days way back when. Well, where is there any difference in that when it comes to their ideas and their concepts and what they're doing to the people? It comes down to do the people want to accept that anymore? You know, we're in a country that's by the people for the people. Well, where are the people? You know, and now we're starting to speak up. We're starting to stand up and say no more, even if it means, you know, oh gosh, now we got to go to jail, or now we got to go to this, or now we got to go to that, because we're being told that we can't speak up. How many people were put under because of Roswell? You know, when you stop and think about it, we have been talked to and told we cannot talk about these certain things. Why not? Why not? What are they trying to hide? So we're at a point now where all of our astrology changes and universal shifting is not going to let us hide anything. That's why your very first question, if people want to hide, you know, I mean, behind themselves and deny themselves, you know, is it still going to work in free will? Sure, it will. But only for a while, until there is another, lesson to be learned.
Right.
So that's where that goes.
Yeah, I find it that a lot of people are, I don't know, it seems like those who are awakening up fast, and those mm-hmm. who are lagging even more.
They're getting angry is what they're doing. Their emotions are picking up, and the people are going to start getting more angry about things. They're going to be more resentful, and they won't even know why. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of what I've been seeing too.
Yeah. Mm. What I was meaning by that is that, you know, like, for example, I was talking to some friends of mine from New York about the SA movement, and some of them are like, what you gonna do? And I was just flabbergasted by that response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you say like something back to him?
What am I going to say? I felt like, okay, you know, it's, I'm not going to get into argument. So how's your day? Because it's like they never heard of it. And it's, you know, because they're not seeing it, it's not real to them.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so someone comes knocking on the door. Hey, I heard you've been in contact with this guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Ramon, you said a very, very poignant thing there. If you don't see it, it's not real to you. And that's, I mean, that goes for spirituality and consciousness, the whole ball of wax. I mean, it's been so suppressed by the mass media and the controlled media that the real information, I mean, some of this, the dynamic discoveries and rediscoveries that have been made in the last 10 years, 20 years, they just don't see the light of day as far as the masses are concerned.
Right.
They're
right.
On these kind of shows that, like Ramona and I do, and all these other alternative media places is where you'll find them. But those places are not, you know, they're not easily accessible unless you already have a question about that. And how are you going to develop that question if you don't have something out there in the exposed somewhere out there in the world that's going to spark that question? You know, how does that grow without any soil? You know.
Mhm. 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 Back in August of 2011, here, I was asked to go to Chaco Canyon by spirit, and I was asked actually in March to make it for August, and particularly the 24th, and to go to Chaco Canyon. And I think I might have mentioned that a little bit last time, but it's something I did that was to help the third dimension to be cut, so that the fifth dimension could roll its way in. And that, of course, means the fourth dimension had to be acknowledged on humanity basis in order for the fifth to come in. But I was asked by spirit to do this. And so this is my life. I live according to what I'm asked to do and how I work with spirit. It's direct. And as my friend John Waldrop says, you know, he says, basically, you know, you're born without wires and telephone poles. You know, you don't need the wires. You're just one direct soul. And that's what I've been all my life, as a shaman. And so I did this, and I went directly over there, and I took three women with me. And one of the biggest reasons I'm mentioning this is because Archangel Michael is very powerful, okay, and he is accessible to anybody who asks. The only suggestion I make is if you're going to talk to Archangel Michael, please be aware that he's going to answer, okay, because his way of coming through is through a feeling. You won't necessarily wonder what his sign is going to be. He's going to make himself known through your heart. This is what he does. And so he's been one of my guides for a very long, long time. And one of his major, major things he said on August 24th, 2011, was do not hide behind a bushel anymore. You are to stand direct and know who you are. You stand powerful and forceful in your own world, and those who are around you will heed what you have to say. This was huge, and this was huge, and even the girls that were with me at the time almost buckled because it was so powerful. But this is what his message was coming into this particular time. We're not to hide under a bushel anymore. This is our time to be able to express ourselves, and the more we express, not through a bitterness and not through anger, none of that, but through truth. The truth will set us free. And the more you say and the more you understand, the more other people will start to hear it. Doesn't mean everybody. It just means at that particular time, other people will hear it. Then they will reflect on what you say and the drop in the water continues. So that's one of the things that I was told.
Right. Well, I see it growing. There's still a bit of frustration within me as far as the masses are concerned. And I know that we are all out there, all of the people who are out here doing, especially those who are consciously doing the work, they're making a big impact. And things are changing and people are hearing and they're learning and they're finding if they start seeking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's all good stuff. It just the whole mass media thing, the powers at which they were, or whatever you want to call them, that control grip that they have on so many minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Just remember, look forward. Don't look behind. And remember that frustration comes from expectation. Mm-hmm. And if you can remember that, you'll let it go. Because it's not yours to be frustrated about. It's yours to teach.
Right.
And that's where your future will head you. And your new experiences will be magical. They'll come alive because of that particular knowledge. That alone keeps sacred space.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, with that being said, we're coming up. We have 9 minutes, I believe, on the top of the hour.
4 minutes.
How many?
Four.
Oh, four, see?
Woohoo! Wow!
So, Mona, how can people get in contact with you?
Oh, let's see. Well, just think about me and I'll be there. Okay. What you want to do is, on a physical level, you can call me at 541-639-1814. Or you can get on my website and you can connect with me there, and that's www.sacredreconnections.com. All one word, sacredreconnections.com.
Have you got anything coming up here in the near future?
Oh, yes. I've got 2 more radio programs, and then just on the 5th and on the 7th. And then I also have on the 28th, we've got something really exciting happening. And that is called, we're doing a conference. I put together this conference that just started to unfold itself. We've got 4 other speakers besides myself. It's called The Empowered Human. And we're going to start it in Bend. It goes from 10 to 6. We're starting on the 28th of January at the Shiloh Inn, and it'll include lunch, and it's $120 per person. And this is good because this is like the beginning of really getting into what people can learn for this particular time that we're in. We have Cindy Garitone, who is a feng shui master. We have Luann Tung, who is from Pleasanton, California, and she's a student of mine. She's also a client who is with HeartMath. She was studying with HeartMath, and so she's going to talk about the science of the heart and how it reflects to the sun flares, how we are all one, and how it works with us scientifically. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then we have John Waldrop, who is an astrologer. He's going to be talking about what's coming for 2012 astrologically and how you may be able to interpret it. And then Doug Christopher, who is my web designer, he's going to talk about, get this one, the 100th monkey in artistic abilities.
Nice.
And so that's what we've got coming. And we're going, if this one really takes off and we love it, we're going to take it on the road.
So is this in Washington?
No, this will be in Oregon. This is in Bend, Oregon, to start on the 28th of January. And you can find it on my website under events.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess we'll wrap up the first hour with BS. We're going to be the second hour. We are going to be allowing the Pleiadians to come through Mona, and we will ask our questions and see what we can find out for 2012 and what we have coming for us.
Yeah, so you can become a member at www.the100thmonkeyradio.com. So make sure you put that TH and we spell it out. So, because I know a lot of people actually put in the numbers and, hey, man, I'm not getting anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening, and pop on over to the website after you listen to Dr. Brooks Agnew coming up right after us. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance.
The love you deny is the pain you carry.
Did you have to look at your arm that time, Ramon?
Yeah, I did. I should. Hey, I put it there for a reason.
I love you guys, and we'll see you in the member section.
Black and white, to end the racism, you know we've got to fight. So.